Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Yes, hello to you there. Welcome to Ghosts of Boyfriends Past. I'm Tom Harris.
And he's alive.
Yes, I know you have questions for us on this minisode, like where was Tom last week and did he survive COVID? I did, baby. The
and
bitch
his
is
voice,
back.
His voice is still smooth as ever.
That's right.
None of this Rona cough for him.
Not stronger than... I'm not back stronger or better in any means, but I am back.
At least on par. Yeah,
so thank you for all the thousands of you that wrote in concerned.
Yes.
Actually,
like, not to joke, we actually did get people write in asking how you were. Very, maybe not thousands, but like
the
some
handful
people
of
care.
You, that's very nice.
I'm Liz Best.
Yes, Tom Harris, as mentioned, and you join us on a mini-sode of Ghosts of Boyfriends Past.
And we're back in the studio, so you've got the schmick-sounding microphones now.
Yes.
Last week, Zane graciously offered up his apartment to do a little quickie-sode because, well, it's turned into a maxi-sode because Tom was off sick, but back in the studio.
Back in
today.
Back in the saddle. Now, Elizabeth Best, yep. I have a question for you, and this comes from me. I need an answer and show your work, show your reasons for this.
Okay.
What do you reckon
okay.
about a rating system on dating apps?
Oh,
like an Uber, like a thing.
I have arguments for and against, right? So the arguments for is that, you know, you got a rating system, you've got a star rating. The arguments against is, have you ever seen the Black Mirror episode Nosedive? Because holy shit.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, yes. There could be vindictive rating. There could be, you know, like, I didn't like the way that person spoke to me. Or there could be entitled, he didn't pay for literally everything in my life, so one star, didn't treat me like a fucking gentleman.
See,
like,
in theory, when it's applying, that system's apply to like a rideshare, like an Uber or so. Other rideshare apps are available, but I'll pull an Uber out of the air. It's like, all right, the driver has to be good and the customer has to be good, and it's sort of a shared thing. But yeah, there is a... So my inkling is like, yeah, why not?
Yeah, my gut reaction is, oh yes, I'd love that, but also yes. I would hate that because there are so many people that are not on the same page when it comes to dating, that the ratings would be wildly subjective. And it also turns dating into something that's transactional, which is not a good road to go down, my friend.
Yes, and can your confidence take getting a 2-star review on it after a date? You know,
I know.
And you think you've done well, and you're like, oh, really? 2?
Especially if you were already nervous to go on the date in the first place.
What do you prefer, the YouTube thumbs up, thumbs down, or the 5-star rating system? What would you prefer if you had to choose one for dating? Apps.
Look, the only way that I would employ that is if it was the Netflix thumbs up, thumbs down, because that doesn't mean thumbs up, it's good, thumbs down, it's bad. It means thumbs up, it's good for me. Please show me more suggestions like this.
Right, here's a profile video.
So if it was that kind of algorithmic, yes, I enjoyed this date, more like this, please, but I wouldn't want the other person to see it because I don't know what level of confidence they're at when they're coming out to the date, because, my God, that would be crushing. Like, it's already crushing enough when you match with someone on Tinder and then they say something shitty to you in a message. Like, if you have to actually get rated by your dates as well, like... No, just watch Black Mirror, the episode Nosedive, and you'll see why it's a terrible idea to have social rating systems. The worst.
So we're tempting, But not yet.
I use my friends as my rating system. So I'll like introduce my mates to the person that I'm seeing and go, what do you all reckon? Or go, can you recommend me from your previous selections? I'm happy to take.
It'll happen one day, I reckon. One app will try it, or a new one.
I will not subscribe to that app.
I'm just sort of reading the tea leaves for the future.
Just watch Nosedive, everybody. Just watch Nosedive.
Well, if you let us know your thoughts. Is it a good idea or probably not
arguments
so good?
Arguments for or against, yeah, please.
That's right. Please send them to ghostsofboyfriendspast@gmail.com. Not only in response to that question, all questions we ask, and your stories of your own dating lives gone by. Elizabeth, over to you.
Okay, so I've got one that's a bit of a tough question. I think rather than open with something like, yeah, fun, I thought like it's interesting to talk about the more tough things and I feel like we'll both have something to say on this one. How do you initiate sex with someone who has had sexual assault in their life without seeming too pushy?
I'm going to just put up my hands right at the beginning and say I genuinely don't know. This really hasn't entered my sphere of 30 years on this planet. This hasn't influenced. I haven't had to go through this with someone. So I don't know.
Yeah, look, I've got no personal experience in this. But if I were to empathize and imagine that I had been in that situation, I would want to be in control of the situation. Zane, and I thought Zane might have something to say. Zane has pulled down his microphone.
I have pulled down the microphone. Exactly what you said. Always let them be in control and know that consent is an ongoing thing they can pull out at any time.
Yeah.
No pun intended. But I think before that, there needs to be conversation before, separate to any sexual encounter.
And I think the fact that you know that they are a victim of sexual assault possibly means you have had part of that conversation, which might mean it's easier to talk about. But
yes, that's
true. I think it has to be about communication, right? You have to go, okay, are there any hard boundaries that you don't like? Is there anything that I could do to help in this situation?
I don't know whether this is the actual question, but really you can't try to initiate sex after they say no. That has to be a hard boundary. Or even if they are not enthusiastically involved.
Yeah.
Unless that is part of their relationship with you saying, I can't show that, but I want it to happen. It either has to be words or language. And yeah. I think that conversation has to happen outside of the sexual encounter. And that's just from my experience.
Yeah. I wholeheartedly agree. Yes. And the way that the question is worded is, how do you initiate sex with someone who's had sexual assault in their life without being too pushy? Which says to me that the person who's asking may want to have relations with somebody who's in that situation. Ask them. I think the best way to get this is go, okay, so I understand that this is where you've been before. How would you like me to initiate or let you know if I'm interested in sex without triggering any buttons? Like it could be, you know, that they're not into physical touch and that makes them freak the heck out. So if you go, sex please, maybe, ? That might be the thing. But I think if you literally ask, open up the dialogue and say, I want to be as respectful of your situation as possible, but I also really want to be close to you. So let's figure out as a team how we can do that together. That's what I reckon.
I think you're both spot on.
And thank you, Zane, for your input. Very, very helpful.
No, absolutely. I just went, I don't know the answer. Please, someone else with more knowledge and more deeper understanding and expertise jump in. That's what needs more people in the world need to do that, just by the way.
Yes, to be like, I have no idea. Help. Teach me. Guide me. Let me know what's good for you.
And I'm sure there'll be, because our readers are so learned and alluring and all that, and anyway, if anyone that can help us out with this question in a deeper, more better informed level, please write please write in and let us know.
We can keep it confidential if you don't want your name put out there, but we'd love to know, you know, if anybody has been in that situation, how have you dealt with it with future partners?
Unfortunately, Elizabeth and I aren't experts in every
we try so hard
across every
not.
Issue that comes across this desk. So if we can get better information in and just pass that along to our dear readers, please help us out. Very good question, Liz. And an important one. That's not something that everyone thinks about. They're like, oh yeah, I can handle that. No problem. No,
that one came from our Ghosts of Boyfriends Past group therapy group, which is super handy and helpful to be a member of if you ever want advice on stuff yourself that you don't want to write in about.
From the frivolous to the deeper,
super meaningful. And meaningful. I think that's our whole podcast in a nutshell, isn't it?
Gee whiz.
Are we going back to frivolous?
if you'd like, or here's one for you. Do you believe in love at first sight?
No.
No. So where's this idea come from in popular culture and as an attitude to dating?
Romantic saps. That's where it comes from.
Yeah, is it just being horny at first sight? What is
Zane?
It?
Zane's getting keen.
I'm going to disagree with both of you. You know that I'm not a romantic.
You know yes, at all. And I, how is on this is the opposite answer that I would expect of you.
And I will say I have never experienced love at first sight, but I've experienced the emotion where, like, if it happened and the sequence of events were mutual, we would have considered it love at first sight. But then that's the thing. Love at first sight is a feeling that you get, which is then backed up by a story.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So if it's love at first sight and it's unrequited, then you're a stalker. Yeah. And if it's love at first sight and you bang and all of a sudden you don't feel it anymore, then that was just lust at first sight in your pants.
So that's the thing. Like, it is a story.
Confirmation bias.
But a lot of people want that story, so they invent it. So I can see why you both think that it's not what people say it is.
I also think it's not wise, because then it can lead to you missing a whole lot of red flags, because you've already gone, I felt it in my waters that this is my person. Mm. Like,
yes.
But that's the thing, Liz, you can ignore red flags just because you think logically that someone is so perfect for you that the emotional side isn't there either. You can ignore the emotional red flags.
I think either way, you miss out on the fun of falling in love with, like, taking
you know, butterflies at first sight.
Oh, God, yeah, you get a feeling in your stomach.
Fanny flutters at first sight.
Or your grundle, yeah, that's right.
But no, I'm very much, and I also don't believe in soulmates. Boo.
Yes, what?
Boo, Liz is the love Grinch.
I'm sure that in the history of humanity, there has been cases where two people have fallen in love at first sight and gotten married and been together for 80 years and died in each other's arms, and it's the most picturesque, perfect image of romance you can imagine.
But however, the exception, not the rule. It should definitely not be a goal, as producer Zane just mouthed over his computer to me.
Stop,
it should not.
Stop staring at everyone on the bus, all right? You're not... I know you're looking to fall in love.
Don't hard-eyes people, but, just in case someone hard-eyes you back.
You're only
going to
weird people out and alienate yourself.
All right, I have one last one that is...
We've kept these good people for long enough. We really need to shuffle them along.
Look, we had a lot of responses in our Ghosts of Boyfriends Past group therapy group. So good. I'm saving some of them for next week or next minisode.
Yes,
but this one made me laugh, and I'm wondering if you would have the same problem as I would with this one. How do you control your face when you get the ick about a new person that your friend is dating? Do you tell your friend honestly what you think if you see through them on first sight? So this is the opposite of you. Hate at first sight or seeing through someone at first sight. How do you deal with that when it's your friend?
Hmm. I think the trick is you have to lie to yourself first, right? Mm-hmm. You have to fool yourself. As George Costanza says in Seinfeld, it's not a lie if you believe it to be true, okay? So that's how you sell it. Maybe you need to just lie to yourself. Yes, this is totally fine.
You're like, this is fine, dog.
How do you control your face?
See, this is the thing. Some people have really good poker faces. I am not one of those people.
But you are an actor, Elizabeth Best. Can you not act?
I could play the role of someone who doesn't hate somebody if I thought about it that way. But sometimes I'll be thinking something and someone will be like, what's wrong? And I'll be like, oh, I didn't realize I made that face out loud. Sorry. Here's my take on that, right? It depends on what your friend is willing to hear. So if your friend goes, what do you think? It's like saying, does my butt look big in this? You're like, do you want real answer or do you want, you know, big me up right now? So if my friend's like, so what do you think? And I actually like them, I'll be fine to be like, yeah, I think so far they seem really great. If I'm unsure, I'll be like, where are we going? Are we going brutal assessment or are we going, you know, like, what do you think as if I just introduce you to a friend? And then I would render my judgment.
Is honesty not the best policy? And forget about...
I would be genuinely asking... Forget about the face. If I'm asking my friends what they think of a new guy, I'm genuinely asking.
Yes, you're not asking... You're not just saying, tell me he's brilliant and...
Because I'd phrase the question, isn't he great, if I just want you to agree with me? Whereas if I go, what do you think? Like, how do you... One of the questions I always ask my friends, and it's been a while, but when I first started dating people is... What do you think of me when I'm around him? And how do you, what do you think of us together?
How am I as a person?
So it's not judging that person, but it's how do you think we mesh? Which I think is a more interesting question. More fruitful for answers.
It's a more mature way of answering that question. So I commend you there, Elizabeth Best. Right. Interesting.
I think we're done. Interesting. Thank you for waiting for this episode, because we know it was supposed to be out this morning, but COVID meant that we haven't been able to get into the recording studio until today.
Here in Brisbane, we're battling famine and flood and all.
It's a whole pestilence. Biblical thing.
Yes. So it's all coming down on us. So thank you for being patient, dear readers. If you have a story, if you have an anecdote, if you have an answer to one of our questions on these minisodes, send it in to ghostsofboyfriendspast@gmail.com. If it's a small story, we can have you on one of these minisode, or we'll get you in or zoom you in to be a feature guest on a main episode.
And check your junk mail, everybody, because Google hates us and has been junking so many of our emails lately, and we've had so many of our guests being like, oh, I just checked my junk mail because I heard you say it and it was there. So we're trying to sort it out with Google at the moment. But yes, please check your junk mail and we will see you on our next main episode.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
There are known knowns, known unknowns, and unknown unknowns. But there are also unknown knowns. The ancient and esoteric Order of the Jackalope is a secret society devoted to unearthing and sharing this forgotten knowledge. Each episode, we take one of these strange stories and share it with you. No topic is off limits, except for the obvious. Available wherever fine podcasts are sold.